Yo. What's going on? What's going on? Keep it 100 radio. It's your boy Young Mills. What's going on, everybody? Yeah, it's been a minute. You know, everything is good. I'm blessed, you know. 2023. Hope everybody doing good out there. Staying safe, staying prayed up, you know. Keep God first always. But it's just so much to talk about. It's so much to talk about. And don't even know where to start. Let's see, where can we start off? We could talk about all this tragedies that's going around the world. You know, the whole thing with the Brazil thing, you know, the parade they had, you know, I think that was out of pocket. It was very out of pocket. You know, the whole devil worshiping, the whole, you know, beating Jesus Christ in the street and all that stuff. I thought that whole thing was unnecessary. You know, the whole, just the fact that it's just so many devils everywhere. And that was straight up unnecessary. You know, a lot of these artists, you know, worshiping them. And to believe it or not, they out of pocket also. You know, a lot of people going to their concerts and stuff like that, and you see them on stage dressing up in all red and horns and all that stuff. This stuff is crazy. And it's sad because there are people out here that think what they're doing is okay. That's the sad part about it. They really think this stuff is okay. I don't see how that you can think this is okay. The parents, to allow your kids to go out here to watch this, paying all this money to go see these artists on stage worshiping this guy. It's very sad. I shouldn't even have to name the artists, because I'm pretty sure everybody knows by now who the artists are. It's just sad. It's just mind blowing. It's very mind blowing. We are living in the end times. We are living in the end times. And it's just so much stuff going on consistently. So much stuff going on. And there's a lot of people, more people coming out with this devil worshiping things. You got the Ohio train derailment, and then it also happened again in Alabama. I think that right there was crazy. It was random, very random, very. I'm sorry, I said random. I'm sorry, very random. For it to happen two times in Ohio. Not too long from each other. Like, one happened over here, then in, you know, a few blocks away. I don't know. But it wasn't that far from each other. And then it happened again in Ohio. I mean, it happened again. I'm sorry. It happened again in Alabama. I think that was crazy. Prayers out to everybody that lives over there in both of those places. They happen to inhale all that toxins and, you know, all that chemicals and all that stuff that's coming from the train, and the water is dirty, and it's just crazy, man. It is so crazy how so much stuff is going on and everybody is not trying to pay attention. No one is making the effort to figure out what's going on. No one. Everybody just not saying, I'm not saying don't live your life. Still live your life. Always keep God, Jesus Christ, number one. Always continue to keep praying. Continue to keep praying. Always continue to keep praying. I ain't gonna never tell nobody this not to pray. Continue to keep praying all day, every day. But you have to take time to look around and see what's going on. Pay attention to what's going on. It's a lot of things that's going on. All this stuff that's going on, ain't none of this stuff is not an everyday thing. This is not an everyday thing. We are living in end times. Prophecies are getting, are being fulfilled. I really think everyone needs to pay attention to what's going on. At least try to pay attention. At least try to pay attention. At least try. It's a lot going on. It's so much going on. So much going on. You know, with this, with the whole this inflation thing, they didn't cut people's, you know, food stamps. Man, you know, people trying to get food and, you know, and definitely prayers out to the people in New York and Philly. I believe it's New York and Philly. It's this medicine or this type of pill or with a tranquilizer that these people are taking. And they say this turning them to zombies and all that stuff. You know, people use the word zombies. It's changing them. You know, they losing limbs, you know, arms and legs and stuff like that. I was watching a video on YouTube. A guy was saying that he actually knows someone who actually lost a limb. And I don't know what makes people say, hey, I want to take this. I want to try this. You know, it's very sad. And I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not about to put these people down. It's just, I got a question. I still have to question stuff like that. What made you be addicted to this? Mind you, this is not for adults. These are for animals. It's a tranquilizer. They call it trank. Why is it being taken by adults? I mean, people out here losing arms and legs and stuff. It's causing a lot of damage to these people. There was also a lady I seen on YouTube. She actually got over it. You know how people, they smoke cigarettes and it's hard for them to stop. Well, she stopped. She was taking it. And it's over and done with. She's moved on. So now she's here to tell her story. So shout out to her. You know, it's a blessing she made it through. So shout out to her. Hoping she continues to stay clean and stay away from any type of drug, regardless if it's that or anything other, the stronger than that or whatever. Oh, she continues to stay clean. You know, a lot of people, you know, it's hard when they be on these type of drugs and all type of, you know, pills and stuff, and they get on it, and it's hard for them to get off of it. So if you were on any type of drug and you made it through and you still here to, you know, tell your story, thank God for that. But yeah, It's definitely hard out here. It's definitely hard. People, you know, trying to get food, you know, this inflation thing, this, you know, people ain't, don't, they feel like they ain't getting paid a lot. You know, I'm just going to be real. The president, you know, making it seem like everything is okay. Everything is all peachy, but it's not. People out here really hurting out here. It's not, you know, you get up, you go to work, you come home, pay your bills, It's the same thing all over again. It's going around in circles. It's the same thing. And, you know, people really think this stuff is cool. But it's not cool. It's not cool. You know, I pray every single day. I don't just, you know, pray for me and my family. I pray for everyone, you know, in this world. You know, I have prayed for people that, you know, say they was going through this and that, you know, and I just pray for them. You know, I have no, it's no shame in my game to pray for people. You know, I ain't perfect. You know, I ain't just walking around here rich. You know, I don't have $1 million in my bank account. Well, we all going through the same thing. Some people just going through it worse than others. And I know that. I realize it. I know it. You know, it's like I'm all over the place. You know what I mean? Like I know it. And then it's like I realize this. You know, it's like again, I'm all over the place. But it's my mind. I don't have a one track mind. My mind is it constantly moves. I'm always using my brain. Always using it. Always. A lot of people, being that we are living in the end times, I really do pray that everybody comes together. I really do pray that everybody comes together. Because this is not a time to hold grudges. It's not a time to say you hate someone. It's not a time to create wars. It's not a time to beef with anybody. It's not a time to, you know, just be out here in the streets, just acting out, wilding out, doing things you have no business doing. This is not a time for that. You know, I didn't say it before. We are living in the end times. So it's not too late to repent. It's not too late to ask the Most High for forgiveness. It's not too late. And again, it's so much to talk about. So I'm just trying to give each one some time. Each one is going to get a little bit of time, you know, a piece. So I think everyone should just come together, man. It's hard as bricks out here. It's very hard out here. So everyone continue to keep praying, man. I don't care what anybody has to say. I'm gonna always say something about the Most High. Always. Take it how you want to take it. But I'm always going to say, I'm always going to speak good about my Father, which is your Father also. So again, everybody continue to keep praying. No matter what the situation is, continue to keep praying. Yeah, the devil out here, he trying. But God going to do his thing harder. So again, continue to keep praying. Continue to, you know, not just pray for yourself, pray for other people also, because everybody needs prayer. Everybody. No one's walking around here and all laughs and giggles. Nah. There's some people out here hurting out here. They're not going to show it. But I know there's a lot of people out here hurting. There's a lot of people out here hurting. So, again, prayers out to everybody. Stay prayed up. And remember this. Jesus is coming soon. So, remember that. So, this is your boy, Young Mills. I'm going to holler at y'all on the next one. On Keep It 100 Radio.